tweet at Today SOR.
And I see the tarnished Simon Coveney telling a news briefing a short time ago on the question of how long cocooning might continue. He said it may well go beyond the initial deadline of April the 12th, but he could not put a timescale on it. Good morning to you, Brian O'Connell.
Morning, Sean. You've been talking
to pharmacists about how they're handling this particular crisis.
Many of them are experiencing increased demand, as you can imagine. And I was in Phelan's Pharmacy, which is in Carrigaline in Cork. Particularly certain items, there's a lot of demand for them. They're anticipating some staff may get sick, so they've split their shifts between morning and evening staff, taken lots of precautions in the pharmacy. People have to wait outside, everybody has to hand sanitise, all the staff are wearing gloves and masks. Let's begin with owner Conor Phelan.
The World Health Organization do suggest that masks aren't necessary in community settings. It's only really if somebody has been diagnosed with COVID-19 or suspected of having COVID-19, it would be prudent for them to wear a mask when they're around other people.
The hand sanitizer then?
So again, now hot water and soap does a perfectly good job. If you're out and about, it can be handy to have a hand sanitizer in the in your pockets.
What are the supply chains like?
So things like hand sanitizer have been difficult to get. Face masks have been difficult to get. With regard to drugs, there have been no major problems. There's been some tightening of the supply lines, but I believe there's plenty of stock in the pipeline.
Are you worried at all, given that people are being told stay away from your GP, stay away from your hospital, that you as a pharmacist may see more people presenting here?
We do indeed. I've had a couple of people into me who come in with all kinds of things you wouldn't expect them to come in with, and it turns out that by the time they're leaving, you realise that there could be a suspected case of COVID-19. We are on the front line, I suppose. We do try and maintain our distance. We do have Perspex screening in our pharmacies.
Reports as well as seen online about price gouging, about the prices for hand sanitizers, for example, jumping. So roughly, how much should someone expect to pay?
So I think for a small little bottle of like a 50-60 ml bottle, I would expect maybe about $2.95, and for maybe a 200 ml bottle, somewhere around $8.95 is what we would be charging for them. What's happened is the price of these things has gone up on the wholesale markets. The price of ethanol, for example, has gone up fourfold on the wholesale markets.
Where are the pressure points as you see them in the weeks ahead?
Our main challenges, I think, will be with increased volume of business required with less staffing, and of course the whole procedures take longer now because of the extra precautions we have to take. So I just think we're going to be under incredible pressure in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
So that's owner Conor Phelan from Phelan's Pharmacy talking about supply and demand. I also spoke with pharmacist Danielle O'Shea, and she described what the last week or so has been like working in the pharmacy, Sean, and she also dealt with some of the bogus cure claims that are going around.
I've never put down a week like it in the history of working as a pharmacist. It has been just absolutely phenomenal. The increase in the amount of prescriptions we're doing every day is unprecedented. We're doing maybe double the work we're normally doing.
And so what are people, I suppose, buying now that they weren't buying a couple of weeks ago?
I suppose people are thinking of things that they may need if they can't get out of their house. Obviously hand sanitizers, which I'm sure you're aware, have been flying off the shelves. People are buying gloves for being out and about. Masks, when we had them, people were buying them. Lots of first aid things they're having. I suppose if they're going to be at home and they can't get out, they're filling up maybe their first aid cabinet.
I mean, that's a good idea, isn't it? Because you're going to be at home. A lot of people are going to have the kids at home.
This is
accidents
it.
May happen.
So they're filling up their first aid cabinets, filling up their medicine cabinets, so the usual items, Calpol, their Norfin, paracetamol and Norfin for themselves as well. They're saying any of the hand sanitizers up to 60-70% of alcohol are the most effective for killing the virus.
There's a lot of misinformation flying around, isn't there?
Plenty of misinformation. I'm sure you're aware, and you've probably got them on your own phone, different WhatsApp messages of this is it, vitamin C, zinc. And there was a couple of people last week looking for chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine, which was something that was new that I'd heard last week. So it's a particular drug used either for malaria tablets, or it's used in tablets for people suffering with lupus to prevent their lupus flare-up.
It's nice and calm here now. I'd imagine it's not like this all the time.
People are definitely taking heed of stay at home. You know, if you don't need to come out, then don't come out. I think that's definitely started, and we've seen that probably since the end of last week. People are only coming if they need to.
And that's pharmacist Danielle O'Shea. Brian, you also spoke to customers.
Yes, they were buying, as you can imagine, some of them were buying maybe 2 months' supply of prescriptions. The pharmacy does deliver, as well as many of them will do. Hand sanitizers were really in demand. Let's bring you a selection of some of the customers I met in Phelan's Pharmacy last week.
What were you in buying, do you mind me asking?
I'm just in buying masks for our workplace. because we have a test centre, so we have to wear masks on a daily basis and gloves, so I'm just going getting some masks.
Did you find it difficult to get the masks?
Yeah, very hard. Everywhere you go, you're just only allowed, I think, about three or maybe five. So I have to go out on a daily basis to try and get them just for the following day. So they're hard to get, yeah. Gloves are fine, hand sanitizer is fine, but masks are a big issue.
You have the gloves on and you have the hand sanitized?
Yes.
How are you finding it?
Weird.
Yeah. You're a man used to being out and about?
Yes.
That's the hardest part of it, is it? The limitations on liberty, I suppose.
No, the hardest part is the fear that I'll get it no matter what I take. Mm-hmm. So, c'est la vie.
You're taking all the precautions?
Oh, yes. But one person who doesn't care, selfish, that's the end of me.
So you ventured out today, you've one or two things to pick up, but I'd imagine you're not venturing out a whole lot.
Oh, I don't go out at all. I'm out for medical to pick up something here in the chemist for medical, and that's it. Out in the back garden if it's dry, and if not, in the house. But I'm lucky I have a back garden. I'm very sorry for those in the apartments. They really have my sympathy.
Tell me a bit about yourself, how you're finding the last week or so.
I suppose it is unusual.
And when you came into the pharmacy this morning, you were just picking up general prescriptions, is it?
Just saw the sign for hand sanitizer and we're low on it at home, so I said I'd pick up some.
So how many bottles of the hand sanitizer did you pick up?
I don't know, I'm just keep up and get it yet. I'll probably just get the one, they're probably under restrictions, but, you know, it'll keep us going for a while anyway.
Some of the customers there that Brian spoke to in Phelan's Pharmacy in Carrigaline in Cork, Brian O'Connell reporting there. Thanks indeed for that.